This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado Representative Ken Buck was one of the 20 Republicans who denied Jim Jordan the speaker's gavel during a vote today. Buck said he worried Jordan wouldn't allow lawmakers to vote on more military aid for Ukraine and how Jordan might act as speaker during next year's presidential election.
I'm concerned about the inability to acknowledge that Joe Biden won the election and the activities surrounding January 6th.
Despite the struggle to elect a new speaker, Buck said he has no regrets about voting to oust former Speaker Kevin McCarthy 2 weeks ago. Colorado's two other Republican representatives, Doug Lamborn and Lauren Boebert, both voted for Jordan. Investigators say the collapse of a train bridge over Interstate 25 came after a broken rail likely caused 30 coal cars to come off the tracks. From Pueblo, KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The preliminary finding comes from the National Transportation Safety Board. The federal agency is investigating the accident north of Pueblo that crushed a truck, killing its driver. No injuries were reported for the train crew. Federal investigators are expected to allow the railroad company to finish clearing the wrecked train cars and spilled coal soon. Then, engineers from the Colorado Department of Transportation will evaluate what repairs are needed to reopen the highway. In Pueblo, Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
And Governor Jared Polis announced late this afternoon he'll visit the crash site tomorrow morning. It's still unclear how long it will take to reopen the interstate. Stay with us. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.